I am now.
But right now, Deucey, yeah, it's time to open that door over there, and let's let a special guest into the studio. Entering is Dr. Carlton Maxwell, a noted psychologist at UTD. And comes in here from time to time to talk sports and psychology with us here.
Magical morning this is.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Maxwell. There's the sip of coffee.
Dr. Maxwell, what an honor to be in the studio with you.
It's great to be with you, Mike Ducey. I've been a fan for quite a long time, actually. I've been watching Mike for these many years. Often have
18
you,
now, I guess, right?
Often have you up on my television as I lay in bed.
Oh, and a late night viewer of the Fox 4 sports show.
What, you?
Mm-hmm. Well, what you got for us this morning, Dr. Maxwell?
Well, thank you so much for asking, George. I brought in a few books that are related to local television. And
oh, okay.
I thought that I would bring them in and give you a few copies. You know,
since we have a television personality with us here this morning, why not
talk
about it?
TV.
Author and publisher. Here's a book I think that... Well, I think actually Mike would enjoy this. This is called How to Dominate in Television with Little or No Work by Dale Hansen.
Mike, have you read that yet?
With a forward by Tim Ryan.
Oh, that hits a little close to home there.
Wow.
And here's one. Oh, I think that... Church, do you like biographies?
Biographies?
Yes,
yeah,
like biographies?
You bet. Sure.
Good. I think you'll really enjoy this one. This is called Bland and Generic, the story of Mike Ducey's meteoric rise from small-town Iowa to fourth place in a major market.
Wow. Come on.
Yes, and it's illustrated by the guy who does Dilbert, so that's fine. That's fine.
It's tragically
that
close
like
to home
read.
There. Yes.
And how about this one? Ooh, this is a nice big book here.
Ooh, look
this
at that
is
one,
called
dude.
How to Take a 30% Pay Cut and Still Make Twice as Much as Mike Ducey by Dale Hansen.
Oh,
another one by Mr. Hansen. He's been very busy.
Even more painful in its truth.
I can see that Mike really enjoys these Channel 8-related books.
Yeah, thank
yes.
you.
Yes, well, this is one that spreads over a few stations. It's called Did I Tell You I Used to Play Baseball by Pete Delkas.
Oh,
yes,
really?
Yes, with a forward by Steve Eager.
Oh, hey, there he is. Minor league baseball back in the day.
I've heard that a few times on For the Championship.
Yeah, speaking of Steve Eager, this is another one. This is called How to Succeed in TV with a Duck Mouth and No Discernible Talent by Steve Eager.
Oh.
What?
Signed by George Denham.
Not
I did not authorize that
by, at all.
But George Denham.
I did not authorize
tough
that.
One there. How about this one? Good evening, Dallas, Fort Worth. Let's talk lack of job advancement by Max Morgan.
Oh, my God. What the heck?
This
seem like personal attacks against TV
Max,
personalities
Max
more than they do books.
Valued member of the Fox 4 sports department.
How about this one? Mike, I believe you helped write this one. This is called Pushed into the Pool of Success by Clarice Tinsley. Why are you
he is distancing.
Backing away from the microphone?
The
microphone.
Crowd's turning on you, too, after that one.
Far away from the microphone.
Well, perhaps I can bring you back with this one. Ron Jackson, A Life No One Talks About by Anonymous.
Oh.
And I don't know if you knew this, George.
Mm.
But Nick Ducey is an appreciable author.
He's what?
Appreciable author.
Can you
He's
understand
written an appreciable amount of books.
Oh, an appreciable amount
appreciable.
Of books?
Okay.
Yeah. Appreciable amount of books.
Yes. And this is when he wrote. It's called John McKay's Hitler Mustache and Other Things That Channel 8 Somehow Gets Away With by Mike Ducey.
Did not write that. Not that I haven't thought about it, but I haven't actually penned it.
And how about this one? I know that this is one that a lot of the kids like. It's called Mike Ducey's Guide to Sex Positions with HIV-Positive Hookers of the Night.
Oh, boy. Crowd's turning on you, Dr. Maxwell.
They really are. I've never seen
They seem to be. They seem to
such
be
such opinionated titles from you before.
Okay, I'll leave now if you want me to. But otherwise, I can stay here. As a matter of fact, let me go sit in Mike Ducey's lap.
All right.
I
There he is. My wall. There it is. Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Maxwell.
At the Living Dream and sit in Mike Ducey's lap here on live radio.
My life is complete.
I haven't met your assistant yet, though, Dr. Maxwell.
Don't worry about him.
Yeah, who is your assistant?
That's Bartholomew. He is my...
Bartholomew.
He's my... Bartholomew? No, Bartholomew.
Oh, I thought you said mule.
No, who's ever been named Bartholomew?
I don't know, that's why I asked.
No, Bartholomew is my teacher's assistant this semester at UTD.
You do always seem to have just young men traveling around with you.
If you would like me to have him put his shirt back on, I can do that.
Yeah, why don't you? It's kind of creeping me out a little bit. Let's have him put his shirt back on. Why don't we?
It was just hot. He carried me up the stairs. And it was hot.
It's not that hot out. It's like 60 degrees.
Okay, bye!
Bye, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. 848 here on Sports Radio 1310.